And with us is Commissioner Gary Gamble. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we had a county board meeting yesterday, and we've got a few things we need to talk about. For example, there was a resolution for One Watershed, One Plan partnership, which is a little unique. We're not every county has that.
No, with our Water Advisory Committee, which I'm privileged to chair that, and with Elena Berg in our Water Conservation District, Lake County Soil Water. We've worked, you know, very hard on our water plan, and we actually had that completed, went through the public process, and Elena did an excellent job in facilitating representatives on that board. And we completed that, and then in the meantime, this One Watershed, One Plan came up. And it's a concept that makes sense from the standpoint if you're going to protect waters and make sure that waters remain, we'll say, unpolluted and clean. The watershed is what affects that, and we can, from an example, understand that the Mississippi River at its beginnings and as it runs all the way down to the Gulf, There are points along the way in the watershed that affect that. So it makes sense that in combination with our Lake Superior watershed that Lake and Cook County work together. So there was certain criteria that was used in defining who would be part of these pilot programs amongst the, you know, 87 counties in the state of Minnesota. And Cook County in the 3 points of criteria met all three. And so we were selected to be a pilot program. And yesterday the board just basically affirmed the resolution to approve moving forward with that plan. Dan Schutes, who's the Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District, and Lana Berg, who is our Cook County Soil and Water Conservation District, will be coordinating the project. And then there'll be two committees to be established to facilitate the process. The one committee will be a policy committee, which will be charged with establishing the bylaws, creating a memorandum of agreement between the two counties, and making final decisions on the plan content and its submittal. The policy committee will be comprised of elected officials, Lake County Commissioner Rich Svea and myself as Cook County Commissioner, the Soil and Water Conservation District Supervisor from each county, and possibly one other additional member from the county's water plan. Then the second committee will be the advisory committee, and this is comprised of what they refer to as specialists who will advise us and provide data and insight to strengthen the content of the plan. And this will include state agencies such as the Pollution Control Board of Water and Soil Resources, which is Bowser, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, Minnesota Department of Health, and Minnesota Department of Agriculture. All of us will be working to ensure the plan is targeted, measurable, and data-driven, and make sure that the local voice and community needs are reflected in the plan. It's intended to be about a 10-year plan with a window of opportunity for amendment in about 5 years, and it's hoped that the pilot project is to be completed for submittal December 31st, 2015.
Okay. Well, you're talking about policies. You're changing a purchase policy.
Yeah, we've been operating under a purchasing policy that's been in effect for the past 15 years. So the budget committee made a recommendation, and Brady brought it before the board yesterday to revise the county's purchasing policy. In the past, if you wanted to purchase something, even though it was budgeted for the present budget year, you had to come before the board if it exceeded $500. And with inflation and the cost of things now, you end up coming before the board quite a bit. So the policy committee, a budget committee, suggested that we allow the budgeted capital expenditures less than $5,000 to be made without additional approval from the county board. So what that means is that anything under $5,000, if it's included in the discussions for the 2015 budget, for example, and we approve that in that budget process, you don't need to come again to ask us for approval because we've seen
it. You've already seen it and approved it, right.
And then when things come up that we haven't, you know, anticipated, anything that is under $1,000 that's unbudgeted, they would have authority to do that. And there was some discussion of, do we think that $1,000 figure might be a means by which, you know, monies get spent without oversight? And I think that's, you know, my response to that was you hire people that I believe you can entrust these responsibilities to, and they'll make decisions and not use the system, you know, mm-hmm. to basically avoid that responsibility. In many cases, when they come and they say, we need furniture, equipment, or other small capital costs, we say, well, let's just take it out of the building fund. And I think that's a little sloppier. It'd be better if we actually anticipated, budgeted, and had it reflected in the department as opposed to...
Well, then you get a better view of what the department budget actually is.
Yeah.
So, U.S. Forest Service and the aquatic invasive species, there's some changes there?
We hear a lot of, you know, discussion about that. I sit on a number of boards where we discuss this issue and with aquatic invasive species. And so the board approved a recommendation by David Betts, who in addition to being the highway engineer is also our agriculture inspector, to modify the U.S. Forest Service Aquatic Invasive Species Grant. The original grant agreement was approved by the Board of Commissioners back in March of 2011, and then it was extended February 2012, and again in July 2013, and we're going to extend it now. But the modification that was brought before us by Mr. Betts is an expansion that will double the amount of monies that is received. We were originally going to get $100,000, and then $220,501 is what is projected now. So We extended that. The deadline for expenditure of these funds is March 15, 2016. In conjunction with that, during the public comment period, we had Biz Clark, who's co-chair of the Cook County Coalition of Lake Associations. She came before the board and she suggested that maybe some of our countywide strategy would include things like education of watercraft owners on the laws governing AIS and establishing a best management practices, developing and implementing a volunteer inspection training program, mapping our boat accesses in the county, and purchase and strategic deployment of decontamination equipment, coordination with law enforcement officials, and initiation of a countywide education information program. It was interesting that had a discussion in our Northern Counties Land Use Board. Commissioner Mike Forsman, who's from Ely in St. Louis County, and said when it comes to government programs where there's grant money that's given, his position is a lot of times they give us the money and say, you fix the problem. And so the onus basically is on the local authority. And then when it doesn't happen, you say, well, we gave you the money and it should have been resolved. And the other thing that he commented, he's a longstanding commissioner, is that the money initially is there and then it gets taken away. So you're left to try to fund and resolve the issue. So I think is made is that it's the responsibility of commissioners to look at grant monies and monies that is offered to us to understand, you know, the implications of that. It's great to have help with the funding because of limited dollars, but as to who bears the responsibility in that, his feeling is, you know, let the state take this responsibility as opposed to putting...
Now, once you get the grant and you get the program going, and then the sustainability issue comes up, and then there's no more money.
Yeah.
And then you have to do it.
Yeah. So you have to have a pretty well-defined strategy, and then I think that's why Lake Associations and Biz Clark coming before the board, you know, and helping us inform in that regard is good.
Well, speaking of the strange route that the county government takes, or any government takes, talk about the tax abatement issue.
Yeah, it's this, you know, talking about state statute, what we can, what we cannot do, and how we maybe use that to our advantage to help us with what we think or envision is going to be best. So as we probably are aware, the town of Tofty is using tax abatement funding for its proposed 12-unit senior housing development, which the town will own. And because the town will be abating its taxes that it collects locally, they will be limited, according to state statute, with a payback term of 15 years. Under the statute, if you ask the county or the school to abate their taxes that they collect in your district, then that 15-year, you know, term is what's still allowable. If you decline to do that, then under the state statute, they are allowed to extend that term to 20 years. So basically, the town submitted a letter to the county board saying, please decline our request.
We get five more years.
Yeah, so we can get five more years. So that's what happened.
Okay. And finally, budget. It's the budget time.
Yeah, we're 6 months into our 2014 budget, January through June, and Brady did an overview of where we're at, and that all simmers down basically to we're at 51.4% of where we're at, which is at half of the year. At 51.4 sounds good. I did raise the issue that under the Minnesota Counties Intergovernmental Trust, which is our insurers for many of the counties, and provides insurance for Cook County, they declared a $13 million dividend for 2014. So how that translates to us when they divide that combined dividend up. And in our, just for example, going into the 2015 budget here, our 2014 budget, we projected $100,000 in a dividend coming back from MIACT. And the actual dividend that we received in the last week was $77,000. That means we're $23,000 less than budgeted. So when we are working on our budget, it's a combination of what we anticipate relative to expenditures and what we anticipate relative to income. Sure. That's PILT monies, that's, taconite, that's, monies like this and other things. And that's a $23,000 hit, which if it continues in that respect, and you can understand that investments right now are not on the stock market, they're performing, but the investments that are secured that these entities can invest in, the returns haven't been that great. So consequently, we get less, funding. So as we look at this budget, if we've got a budget where everybody is asking for increase in their budget and we're seeing decreases in fundings that's coming from traditional funding sources, that's problematic. So it's a challenge before the commissioners to try to balance what the community expects relative to servicing needs and what we can afford.
And we'll be talking about this for the next several months, I assume.
That's correct.
Gary Gamble is a commissioner with the Cook County Board of Commissioners, and we will talk with you again soon. Gary, thank you.
All right, thank you.